Oh, look, I think that's absolute nonsense. You know, defence draw up these boundaries. Shoalwater Bay is one of the, well, it is the best training facility in this country. And, you know, the other side of this is that Australian defence needs to be trained to the best capability that they possibly can. You know, it's a dangerous world out there, and there's a lot of terrorism going on, there's a lot of, you know, wars going on, and our defence has to be trained as best as they can. So they've done a rough outline of the areas that they believe they would need. I went up to Marlborough just before Christmas, and we had a meeting with the graziers there and went to Marlborough, talked to the shopkeepers, and we sent a list of concerns back to the Minister for Defence and also Department of Defence. I said that, you know, we need to contain this as much as we can, that they need to look at what actual land that they need and also utilise what they already have up there as well, because the graziers had concerns about that also, that they, you know, they weren't looking after it as best as they could. So there's certainly concerns that I have taken back to the minister.
However, given that you were basically left out of the loop on all of this discussion about possible expansion of the land, what can the community take away from that?
Well, most of the information was highly confidential, and it was only towards the end of last year that they started releasing it. You know, we'd had a meeting, several meetings down there, but yeah, as I said, I certainly didn't know that this amount of land was being looked at, being used. Otherwise, certainly would have had quite a bit to say about that. I suppose that the three key issues that the graziers brought up with me when we were up there was obviously the land acquisition, but also the boundaries for the proposed expansion area and the environmental and socio-economic impacts resulting from the expansion. So we've sent quite an extensive letter down to Defence. Unfortunately, at the time of the year, a lot of them are away on leave, but I believe the Minister will be back on deck next Monday, and I'm hoping to get a reply to this letter.
Last week, of course, there was a meeting up in Marlborough too on this issue.
Yes.
You weren't able to go to that. Why?
Now, Jackie, we were up there on the 19th of December, and the meeting was originally set for the 17th of January. And I said, yes, that's fine, I can go to that. When I got up there, they said, no, the meeting was changed to the 9th of January. And I said, well, look, I can't attend. I have a daughter that is in London, and I went to see her. So they changed the date to see Pauline Hanson. So unfortunately, I couldn't be there. So Senator Matt Canavan was up there, and he told the people that. And I said to them, could you change it back to the 17th? And they couldn't. And by the sounds of that meeting, there was a lot of state Labor MPs who had certainly had an agenda up there and were very, very vocal.
So how do you feel about being the federal member for Capricornia on the ground representing the LNP in a situation that you've been put in?
Look, I'm very upset about the whole business. It's just absolutely dreadful. And I've actually spoken to the Prime Minister yesterday about this, so he's looking into it for me as well.